Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show on the way, on the mark.
On the way to what?
Well, I'm all of the, that was halfway through the words, the holidays are over.
Well, and your mouth tripped over itself.
I know, right? And the whole rest of the year is on the way. So welcome on board at WKOK's On the Mark Show. I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe McGranahan, of course, disagrees with everything I say, so including my introduction.
Yes, I do. I disagree with what you just said. I don't disagree with everything you say.
Right. You're agreeing that everything I say you disagree with.
Right.
Well, at least you're in an agreeable mood as we start out the new year. Yeah, for a couple of people, we interviewed somebody on, it was Friday the 20th. It was Monday the 23rd of December, and they said, okay, well, this is my last official work until January 7th. So they are back to work today.
Well, that's a good time to go back to work.
All right. So, yeah, they had the two-week period off in between. So hope they had an enjoyable time with their kids and everything. And so we're getting back to work here on January 7th, 2019. It's next year already. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. We'll have lots more to say about the Sunbury Motor Company as our show progresses. But let's talk about the sponsors of our toll-free line. The toll-free line is open, 1-800-795-9565. If you'd like to talk about swearing in the U.S. Congress, the border wall controversy, the government shutdown, call us now, 1-800-795-9565. We'd love to get some local opinions about these national topics. Somebody in the U.S. Congress used a word that, or I guess a hyphen, word that has the initials MF.
Right, and so. Our friend EB finds that acceptable here, apparently.
Oh, okay.
We have an email from him here.
Okay. All right, so call us now. We also have the government shutdown. Why can't we reach a compromise? And we also have the border wall. We have disagreement as to whether it's a good idea or not to spend all that money on that. 1-800-795-9565 is the telephone number to express your views. That toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy in Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. What can you say about the hometown pharmacies?
Well, what can you say about
Well, you get super service, all right? Not just service. Now, any store can give you service, but a hometown pharmacist and crew give you super service. That means they make sure that they take a personal interest, a first-name basis, an opportunity to talk to you about what your pharmaceutical needs might be. Maybe you just need something over the counter. Maybe you don't even need a prescription for what you're talking about. But they will make sure that your issues and questions are answered and your topics are brought up and talked about privately.
All issues? I have issues.
Well, go talk to them.
All right.
You need the Norrie Pharmacy. Steve will set you straight.
Steve will tell me what to do, right?
Right.
Where to go.
Right. Tell you if there's any sand around anywhere that needs pounding, he'll that's the guy. He's wonderful. He's super funny, too. He's on Duke Street in Northumberland, but Trutz Pharmacy is where you'll see Tyler. Terry's out at the Shade Mountain Pharmacy. Kathy at the Danville Pharmacy, Jennifer's the head pharmacist at the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Brad's at the Lewisburg Pharmacy. And the hometown pharmacy super service delivery, some of them got drug take-back boxes. None of them have those little number devices that make you wait in line for a long time.
Do you know what they all have?
What's that?
Friendly hometown service.
They do. Hometown pharmacies. They're sponsoring our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line, which is open.
That's why we named it after them.
1-800-795-9565. Yeah, we were going to call it the Jennifer line after just one of the people. at the Bloomsburg Medicine
but
Shop.
But you decided to name it after all of them.
Seemed too narrow.
Good move.
You are welcome to email us with any irritations you may be experiencing right now. Oops, I'm going to email myself.
Well, our friend EB is irritated this morning. He starts off most days irritated, I think, about the administration. He says, if you want to know why people make fun of conservatives, the right's outrage over that video of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez dancing in college is a perfect example. For conservatives, Trump bragging about sexually assaulting women is perfectly fine, as is putting a sexual predator onto the Supreme Court. Oh, come on. But a woman dancing, having fun, and being cool causes you all to clutch your pearls. Get thee to a safe space, snowflakes. Same goes for the fake outrage over Rashida Tlaib's using a certain 12-letter word to describe Trump. Conservatives weren't bothered by dear leader talking about grabbing women by the you-know-what, turning Congressman Adam Schiff's last name into a 4-letter word, or his racist taunts of Pocahontas every time someone mentions Elizabeth Warren. But when a liberal says something off-color, they're scandalized. Then again, we all know what this is about. Both Ocasio-Cortez and Tlaib are women, and women of color at that. I don't know where to begin with this one. You know, it's not fine that this woman who is sworn in uses a word like that to describe the president.
And Congresswoman Tlaib.
Right. And what he's talking about is some of the things the president did before he was elected. The Billy Bush video, I mean, don't you get tired of dragging that up? Can't you find something newer? And then the Pocahontas thing, I'm sorry, but that's funny. I mean, she made up about her background, lied about it. And now, you know, he calls her out on it. I don't see anything wrong with
that. Well, it's a racist nickname.
Well, why is it racist?
Well, because...
Is it racist if I called you Shikalimi? Would that be racist?
I don't know. He's using it in a disparaging manner, so it disparages all Native Americans.
Oh,
he does
come
it. We know his motivation. Don't act like you're so naive. All of a sudden, now all of a sudden you're the snowflake. You know, you can't hear the MF word, but to use a racist.
I don't
rant.
Like them both. I wouldn't call her Pocahontas, and I wouldn't call the president that horrible, disgusting word either.
Okay.
You know, right. If we can't have common sense discourse in this country, what can we have? But you know. EB here, every time he brings up something else just to counter it, you know, and he accuses conservatives of doing that, but he's doing the same thing. I would think if the liberals were smart, they would say that this congresswoman, by the way, has not apologized for that. And that's good. I mean, she has a right to free speech, and now we know who she is and what she is.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. We have the use of the MF word in the U.S. Congress.
It was at a liberal meeting.
Oh, was it a meeting of liberals?
A group of Americans.
Well, she's a congresswoman. Okay.
Right, she's a congresswoman. I don't think she'd been sworn in yet when she said that.
I would like EB to send us a good letter about what's wrong with the actions that the president has taken. We know that almost all of his words are reprehensible in every way. We know that he lies more often than he tells the truth. Okay, so that's fine. Let's just stipulate that. But let's talk about his actions. Do you like the tariffs?
I think he's going to go right down there with George Washington and Abe Lincoln.
Well, that could be. Let's wait and see. They're a bunch of MFers, too. So in the president's view, yeah. If they're not,
he didn't like George Washington and Abe
Lincoln?
Nope,
he didn't dye his hair, so he didn't like him. Although he does call him old false teethy. Which is a ridiculous name. But anyway.
Well, I think if you're going to call George Washington something, you might call him wooden shoppers.
There you go.
Old wooden shoppers.
That's a disparaging term. Now, that's racist, too. But anyway, EB is a fabulous person who's obviously watching the government current events very closely. I would like one of his good emails to talk about what's the downside to the tariffs and the upside, what's the downside to the tax cuts and the upside.
Side. This is all personal
right,
stuff.
Right, that stuff is, but I want things that relate to substance. All right, so we're talking about the good behavior of our current president.
Or bad behavior of him.
Donald John Trump. The government shutdown is looming, and it is completely...
It was not looming. It's here.
Well, I mean,
partial.
The negative outcomes are current and real. Yeah, good point. And we have the president, of course, still holding out for a concrete wall, though over the weekend CBS talked about...
He said he'd go with metal. He'd go
right,
with steel.
Steel would be okay. CBS is all over that story. And let's see, what else is going to shut down?
Well, you know, he said
President
had
Trump
a letter
behavior,
sent
the wall.
He had a letter sent to the congressional leaders when he was had the Secretary of Homeland Security trying to explain all this to the meeting that included Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. Schumer said to Pelosi, interrupt her. And they didn't want to hear what she had to say. So the president had a letter sent over the weekend, all the congressional leaders outlining every, and all the members of Congress, I understand it, outlining everything that the Secretary of Homeland Security was going to say about what they want to spend the money for, what they believe the need is. It's not all about a wall. Part of it is, I think, $800 million for humanitarian aid along the border to build a facility to handle children, because they're getting something like 200 children a day.
Well, and you're emphasizing what's important about this. You know, what is factual information? What is opinion? What's in the, would be in the $5 billion or whatever it is? And really, and then the bottom line is, why not compromise? This is so ridiculous.
It could be easily done. I think the president has said if Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi would want to reach an agreement, we could do it in 5 minutes, and I believe we could. But they won't move off of nothing.
Oh, yeah, it's all them.
Well,
Stop
for a second. They won't move off of nothing.
I'm not stopping for nothing.
Well, he's not either. He's not stopping for nothing. He wants something, and they won't give him anything except the 1.3 that was already in the budget, which he felt was insufficient.
All right, 1-800-795-9565. 65, our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line. The national topics of the day are at the top of the agenda here on the Mark. Eric, first caller of the week. You are on the mark.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. My concern with the federal stoppage is, first of all, we don't have a federal budget, correct? I mean, we haven't had a federal yearly budget in how long? And now, so every time we come up on an issue or the spending plan times out, we come up against this. And my perspective is this on our not unsubstantial amount of federal employees who live in this local area. Specifically, I'm thinking about those who work at the federal prison up in Lewisburg and Allenwood. We got a lot of folks up there. My brother and his wife both retired from there. And every time there's not having a paycheck, it's just unfathomable to me that we are basically holding these 800,000 federal workers hostage and just wait, both sides waiting for them to scream. The president saying, oh, they agree with me. They don't mind going without a paycheck. And then I think he did comment that, oh, I know how they feel. Now, come on. I mean, he's a multimillionaire. He's never been without money, never had to worry about paying a mortgage, paying for kids' education, even though the groceries are coming from. And I believe these will make it right. I believe our federal employees will be made whole when this is all said and done. But to ask these men and women to go in and literally risk their lives every day in a maximum security prison and then having to come home and worry about whether they're going to have enough money to put food on the table is unfathomable. I went through this with the Commonwealth the several years there when I worked for the Commonwealth, where we didn't have a budget. And I believe back in mid-90s, I think we went 6 weeks without a budget, and we did not get paid. We missed two paychecks. And it's not a pleasant experience.
Good point.
Well, and I think there's this undercurrent that goes when you say, well, we're cutting off the pay from federal employees. Well, guess what? They're overpaid all the time, you know, and I don't. Well, that's what some people say. That was one of our Facebook comments the other weekend. Right. Well, no, I'm not. I said this is the undercurrent that occurs whenever the federal employees aren't paid. And the undercurrent that I'm quoting other people is that, well, they're overpaid the rest of the time anyway. They should be more prepared, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't work that way. The federal government, like every employee, has an agreement with the people who work for them. You put in 40 hours plus of hard work and high-risk situations in the places you're talking about, Tom, and we will give you thousands of dollars.
But aren't they considered essential personnel, and don't they get paid?
Federal prison guards are not getting paid.
They're not considered essential?
No. Well, they may be essential that they have to report even though they're not getting
paid.
They're
required to report to work, but they're not getting paid. And I would say to any of the people who are saying that, just like I did when I worked at Salem's Grove Center, my response to that, we're hiring. You know, you would like to get compensation and good benefits? Fine. Apply to the Commonwealth to work. Apply to the federal government. I know the Bureau of Prisons is looking for qualified people to come work for them. So if you think they're making too much money, hey, get in line.
Yeah.
Go and try it. Problem is, you can't. The vast majority of people, the work conditions at these facilities are, people don't understand what goes on behind those walls. And these young men and women, it takes a tragedy like they had a couple years ago where that young man was actually killed. For people to, oh my gosh, you know, yeah, that these people risk their lives every day. And you know what? They risk their lives going to work. They don't have snow days. I mean, tonight when it's going to get icy and everything, all the employees who work at Lewisburg and Alwood are going to be required to report to work, whether they're, you know, they're taking their lives in their own hands going out the roads or not.
Right, you don't hear them on the federal prisons are shut down today of snow.
I saw an interesting take on this subject this morning. A guy, one of the talking heads on TV, said he was flying back to New York over the weekend, and he was, I guess, coming from Florida, and he thanked the TSA agent at the airport in Florida for coming to work even though she wasn't getting paid. And the lady behind him said to the TSA agent, "Why do you do that?" And she said, "Because I took an oath to serve this country."
Mm-hmm. All right,
you know, and
you.
I think that these people are very dedicated folks who take these jobs, too. They don't just do it for the paycheck.
That's absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Thank you, Eric. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, thank you, John. I appreciate it.
Tom, next up on the Mark. Last caller before a quickie break. You're on the mark.
Yeah, just something quick here. This MF word that they're complaining about.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. It's only locker room talk. That's what the right said. So, you know, don't worry about it. It's only locker room talk. That's all I got to say.
But he wasn't the president then. She wasn't the congresswoman.
I don't care whether he was the president or not. Yeah, you supporters, the right wing, all said, don't worry about it. Okay. It's only locker room talk.
And you thought that
so
was
that's it. It's
you
said, thought don't that worry was, about it. But, it's locker room talk.
But you thought that was wrong, Tom. Now you think this is right?
It's only locker room talk. Don't worry about it.
Well, if that's the way it is, then the president gets a pass from you, right, for what he said?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
great.
Everybody
okay.
gets a pass from now on.
All
it's
right.
only locker room talk.
Okay. Fair
All
enough.
Right.
All right.
Gotcha. Okay, good
luck.
Yeah, thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks a lot.
All right, 1-800-795-9565 is the Open Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line right now. We will be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the mark. We got four emails pending, but no calls waiting. So call us immediately. You'll be in the front of the line. 1-800-795-9565. The letters MF, spoken by a congresswoman. The governmental
she
shutdown.
She didn't just say the letter. She used the word.
President Trump's behavior, which is always upbeat and positive and suitable for families.
Wouldn't you think that the first... Islamic
when the government
woman,
shut
first,
down.
First Islamic woman elected to the Congress of the United States. Wouldn't you expect her to want to be a better role model than that?
Anyway, we have four emails pending and open phones. So, Joe, which of these would you like to read?
Well, you tell me. You
How about over here? We'll start over there.
It says, I support our president, even though I do not agree with everything he says. But for a congresswoman to say on her first day that her president is an MF-er is appalling and disgusting. This shows her character, along with her hanging the Palestinian flag in her office. She's not fit to represent anyone.
All right, so there's one opinion.
One person heard from.
How about
okay.
this one?
And EB responded to your request for more details on his policy disagreements with the president. He says, okay, here you go. Trump has rolled back important environmental regulations that will accelerate dangerous climate change. He has stripped away protections for the LGBT community, including trying to prevent patriotic transgender Americans from serving in the military. He has put thousands and thousands of federal
federal employees out of work by shutting down the government. And remember, there's video of him telling Schumer that he would proudly do it, so no blaming the Dems. He repeats Kremlin talking points, including the lie that Russia invaded Afghanistan to fight terrorism. And he stood on the world stage and professed to believe Putin over America's own intelligence agencies in regard to election meddling. I could keep going all day.
I think EB could probably go on all weekend. There's enough that the president. I really appreciate that. Thank you, sir. These are substantial policy points that you can disagree with and really depict what this president's all about.
What
it's better than talking about the fact that, you know, 4 years ago he said he wanted to grab women by the privates
what
or whatever.
What rights did he strip away from the LGBT community?
Probably the ones that
the only thing I thought of was the military issue.
No, there was one that related to the U.S. government, too, if you were a federal employee or... I don't remember. But I know there was one that related to individuals who work for the U.S. government.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not familiar with that, so I should read up on
here
it.
Here we go. How about this one?
All right. Let me move it up here where I can read it. All I get is upset when I hear, quote, they are overpaid anyway, unquote. If any of these idiots worked in a penitentiary, they would say they are not getting paid enough. I worked at USP Lewisburg for 26 and a half years and know for a fact a correctional worker earns every cent they get and should have lots more for the crap they have to put up with every day. Also, both my sons work there too. One retired and the other is an active employee. I can't imagine not getting paid. Just ridiculous. The Democrats are playing political games with the American people. Hope you people see that out there.
Well, don't you see the president is 50% of this issue? It's not just the Democrats.
Well, let's be analytical for a moment. What other option does the president have? In other words, the Democrats, they're saying, well, let's open up the government and then we'll have this discussion about what we should do with the border.
Well,
but
I think
they haven't
been
willing to discuss that in any serious way for years, neither party.
Right. I think if you're a baby with your heels stuck in the ground and you're whining and swearing at Nancy Pelosi and stuff, then you don't have any options.
I don't believe I heard him whining or swearing at Nancy Pelosi. And even when...
Oh, I'm sure he has.
Well, if he has, he hasn't done it in public.
I'm sure he has. But in any event, if you're going to be a baby, you're right. There is no way other than to just fold your arms and say, harumph, you know, we won't do anything, and to talk like he's talking and to do what he's doing. But if you want to be an adult, if you want to be a leader, if you want to govern, which is what you called on the Democrats to do, all you have to do is compromise. We're not miles apart on these topics.
All right, so
we're just disagreeing on the logistics.
How does the president compromise? He's saying, I want more, and the Democrats saying, we won't give you anything. So how does he compromise other than caving in?
Well, I think what you do is you look at all the individual elements of the wall, where it's needed, where it would help, where
that's
it wouldn't.
That's what he's done. He's put out a letter to them. Hopefully, they wouldn't even listen to when he was trying to give them a briefing.
Look,
from
if you
Homeland
want
Security,
the answer, you have to listen to it.
All right.
You have to sit down and maybe have an independent commission where you get truly independent individuals who are familiar with Homeland Security. I had told you before, the idea of constructing the wall doesn't bother me because I think it's a Homeland Security measure. It doesn't have anything to do with immigration. It's all about security and individuals crossing the border freely that we don't want to have crossing our border, not illegal immigrants. So I think that's what keeps us on the table as far as I'm concerned. So it's so perfect for a compromise.
But you haven't told
me
how the president...
Okay, if you want $5 billion and they're giving you one, well, what is 50% each way?
I couldn't agree with you more. That would be the simple thing to do.
You do not agree
I said to you Thursday when last we spoke, you know, why not compromise at $2.5 billion and see what could be done there? But the president, how does the president compromise? If he's saying, look, I'm willing to talk, I'm willing to negotiate, there's a deal to be made here, and the Democrats are saying not one more cent, the only way the president can compromise under that deal is to give in. And I don't think he should.
Right. No, I understand why we're at this point and why he accepted responsibility for the shutdown and is being blamed for it. But it takes two to tango. The government is shut down because both sides don't agree, not just him. There's no argument about that. On the topic of federal pay, please.
Right. According to the Washington Post, 75% of federal employees are getting paid. This is because the portion of the budget that pays them has been passed. I believe any portion of the federal government being shut down should mean no congressional employees and no congressmen nor any senators should be paid. This should be the case even if the congressional budget has been approved. While this may only inconvenience some of them, since most are in the top 10% of earners, their employees would surely be in their faces demanding resolution. I believe that's true. From USA Today, even as the government shutdown dimmed the holidays for hundreds of thousands of federal workers, inmates in the nation's largest federal prison were treated to a display of culinary largesse that many of the workers say was badly timed. Instead of the usual scrambled egg or hamburger lunch, thousands of prisoners at the Coleman Federal Correctional Complex, just outside of Orlando, Florida, tucked into a Christmas spread of herb-dusted Cornish game hens, cornbread dressing, gravy, rice pilaf, and assorted pies. A week later, they rang in the new year with grilled steak, black-eyed peas, green beans, macaroni and cheese, biscuits, and more pie. Special holiday menus have been a staple for years within the Federal Bureau of Prisons to promote morale, but the generous meal served up as the federal shutdown churned on highlighted an increasingly raw struggle by many workers, many at the lowest rungs of the government pay scale, who live paycheck to paycheck.
All right. 1-800-799.
That sounds like a pretty good meal to me.
Right. Appreciate the observations and the notes you've passed along. 1-800-795-9565 will be the telephone number during the 9 a.m. hour. We're going to be needing...
Was it not the number during the 8:30 a.m.
Nope,
half hour?
Nope. Okay. We upgraded now. We've got a better line. 1-800-795-9565 is the new number, so please memorize that number now.
You sound exasperated.
Somewhat. But very glad everybody's participating in our discussion. We're going to continue during the 9 a.m. hour. Plus, I'm going to go produce some news headlines. It's time for Mark to produce, so here we go. And Joe will be back. Shutdown, border wall, President Trump's bad behavior, a congresswoman's bad language. That's our topic. 1-800. This is WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome back to the WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the Mark, 1-800-795-9565 is our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line. The toll-free line sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy in Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Danville Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. The email in basket is not sponsored, so if you're a local business person, or if you know of a business person around here that's looking for a new way to really double and redouble their outreach, sponsoring the email in basket is open. Just email us at onthemark@wkok.com and we'll forward your email on to the front office. You can text us at 70236 for a Text Connect member. Just reply to a previous message or start up a new one at 70236. Text Connect is the way that we reach out to you with updated news information on critical breaking news stories. It's also how we let you know about opportunities for you to avoid traffic jams or to watch out for strong weather situations. About a dozen messages a month is what we use the Text Connect. We don't sell the list to anybody. Nobody gets that phone number at any price. We don't send you commercial messages. We do send you a link that sends you to WKOK.com where the information is elaborated upon. In the news today, Snyder County's current Sheriff House announced his re-election bid. John Zechman, a Republican, tells WKOK he's seeking re-election for the four-year position. He's been employed with the Snyder County Sheriff's Office since 2010, first as a deputy sheriff and then as sheriff since 2016. A Pittsburgh area woman faces criminal charges for allegedly receiving $200,000 in public assistance while operating a business that was paid $1 million from the State Department of Human Services. Kimberly Coleman of Cranberry Township, Allegheny County, faces three counts of welfare fraud. Each carries a maximum 7-year prison sentence. The Office of Inspector General says Coleman and her husband leased a property for $8,900 a month during the same time period. She also submitted falsified pay stubs to make it look as though her husband worked at a pizza restaurant in order to continue receiving benefits. Authorities say Coleman received about $195,000 in fraudulent benefits between 2014 and 2018. A state spokesman didn't have information on whether Coleman had an attorney. Two phone numbers listed for her were out of service. The world's largest airborne observatory was supposed to be parked in Seattle this week so thousands of scientists attending the Super Bowl of Astronomy could behold this marvel, a Boeing 747 with a massive telescope protruding from the back. Used to study fundamental mysteries of the universe, but conference goers will not be able to see NASA's space exploring plane. Its visit to the 233rd meeting of the American Astronomical Society was canceled, one of a growing list of scientific casualties from the partial government shutdown, now in its third week. Along with the plane, hundreds of government scientists are no longer allowed to attend the conference or two other major scientific gatherings scheduled to begin next week. Those meetings will address pressing issues in the fields of technology, space exploration, extreme weather, and climate change. And finally, the Illinois governor-elect J.B. Pritzker and the Pennsylvania governor Tom Wolf made a friendly wager over Sunday's football game between the Bears and the Eagles, which, of course, by now I hope you know the Eagles won with a late-game touchdown and despite a failed two-point conversion attempt. Pritzker says he made the bet because here in Illinois, we all know the Bears will win the wild card game at Soldier Field. If Chicago defeats, well, this is sort of written past tense. If Chicago defeats the defending Super Bowl champions, Wolf said he would be sending cheese steaks with cheese and fried onions from Tony Luke's in South Philadelphia. If the Eagles win, which is this is what happened, Pritzker will send Eli's cheesecake from Chicago. Oh, well, that's a good situation. This is a win-win.
The cheesecake will travel better than the cheese.
Well, that's true.
Steak sandwiches.
Maybe they should give a gift certificate. Come to Philadelphia and we'll get you a cheesesteak. Well, is this other cheese, Tony Luke's, is that better than Pat's Steaks, the famous place?
Don't know.
That's to be determined.
There's a big debate about that. What's the best?
No, so in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
Are there not three famous cheesesteak
places? There's Pat's, Geno's, and Tony Luke's.
Okay. Yeah, I always thought Geno's was the best, but that's personal.
See, I always thought Pat's was the best.
Well, and I'm a Tony Luke fan. So between
you don't even know who he is.
I think, man, we need to do more research.
All right, let's go.
Take a train trip to Philadelphia, and we'll have three sandwiches
at each
place. Oh,
wouldn't that be fun? We go to Harrisburg, get on the train.
Right.
And away we go.
Away we go.
All right, 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. It is open so we can talk President Trump's terrible behavior, a congresswoman's terrible language, a government shutdown, and who's getting paid and who's not getting paid, and the impact it's having, and whether or not we need a border wall. And all of this goes all the way back to why not compromise? There has never been a situation in the U.S. government that could be more amenably compromised than the top we're talking about right now. Well, not the president's language or the congresswoman's language. I guess that's just free speech. No need to compromise there. 1-800-795-9565 is the number that Mr. Lance dialed just a few moments ago. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Yes, sir. Happy to be there. And I'd like to say happy Plow Monday. That's when everybody gets back to work. That's why they called it that.
Oh, that's a good name.
Yeah. Well, anyway, years back, you remember a poet by the name of Ginsberg, whose work was rather laced with profanity, to say the least.
Allen, wasn't it?
Allen, right.
Allen.
Ginsberg. And there was a critique of it, I believe, appeared in the Atlantic Monthly. It's Atlantic now, but the Atlantic Monthly. And it said that when an individual's attempts at literary art comprise guttural emanations of single syllables and but four letters, not only is the averred poet's command of the language called to question, but their evolutionary progression as well. That kind of says it all, doesn't it?
Well, in kind of archaic, flowery language, I think I could find a more direct way to say it.
Yeah, with a four-letter word.
Yes, but this is the way I like to talk, okay? I really do. I enjoy it. And if you talk about Trump, okay, the good things he has done for what the FDR referred to as the forgotten man, I believe, it's really, really incredible. The wage increases are reaching even skilled corners of the labor force. I mean, it's pretty amazing. And all that time he was criticizing the head of the Fed for raising interest rates the way he was, finally, on Friday, the Fed said, yeah, we goofed. No two ways about it. He knew what he was doing there, did he not? I mean, the Dow average was up like 3.3, but the good news was up the NASDAQ. You know, the new businesses are up like 4.3%. And we take a look here, well, and then, you know, the jobs report. The deal there is that more people are joining the labor force. That's why the rate actually went up a little bit. That is the good, that all those folks that were on the sidelines, you know, waiting for something good, think that they now can get a job. But if you look at it from the thing of back when, during 8 years of the Obama administration, it fell, manufacturing employment, you know, the forgotten man on employment, fell. I mean, it did. The number of people engaged in manufacturing fell by 210,000. And you take, like, the first 2 years of Trump, it's gone up by 473,000. You see, all those jobs Obama said, they're gone and they're not coming back, came back. And the mining and everything, that was put into production right here in Pennsylvania. It's really good. The folks in Shenandoah are working again. I know.
In deep mines or the strip mines?
Strip mines.
Okay.
Well, you forget that President Obama started all this.
Yeah.
According to him.
In spite of it. So how were we losing jobs when he said that we were gaining jobs?
Well, we weren't. We were actually gaining them. It was just hard to tell.
Yeah, I guess. But, I mean, when you really look at the raw data here, why, it's pretty amazing.
If President Obama had produced these results, the Democrats would be calling it an economic miracle.
Right. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it seems like the media, they just brush this under the carpet. Like they did on the news this morning about the trade negotiations with China, you know, just as an afterthought. I mean, this is really big stuff. The Chinese is who yelled uncle and said, we want to come back to the table. And if you think about it, it's about a 4-to-1 deal. You know, for every dollar we lose, they're going to lose 4 because of the trade imbalance. And it's the way it just works out. Also, too, we talk about the folks there at the Penn, you know, complaining about their job and everything.
And they're not. We're just talking about them and other
here's the deal. They were complaining about the guy that called, so it was just horrible. I guess that's why it goes generation to generation to generation, you know. It's such a bad job that the kid wants to work there.
Well, I don't think it is a bad job. I think it's a good job. It's a high-stress, dangerous job. That her point had nothing to do with the legacy and their family. It had everything to do with the fact that she felt, and I'll tell you what, I don't disagree, they're not paid enough. These men, they're on the front line of the corrections, dealing with these horribly dangerous individuals that, you know, are acting out and, you know, spitting and throwing and doing just everything they possibly can to injure the correction officers, to do that on a daily basis. I mean, I can't imagine. The stress and anxiety alone is worth combat pay, let alone, you know, just the regular salary for quiet times, which there are a few of those.
Why do they do it, then, if it's so bad?
Well, I think it's a good living. Some of them are sort of really represent the legacy of corrections officers that work hard to protect us from these individuals. It may be sort of a post-military career for some of the young men and women that get involved in that. And I think part of it, too, is just these people think law and order is the way to be, and they want to be in on the fight to protect it, you know, to keep that going. to keep lawbreakers in behind bars and us free to say and talk about them all we want.
Well, I feel diminished on that one.
As well, you should.
Thank you very much for articulating that.
Oh, you're quite welcome. I'm always there for you, buddy. You know that.
And if you ever want to see a model prison system, go to Marktopia.
All right. Okay. All right, moving on. Thank you so much, Lance. Thanks for being a good listener, a good friend
Thank you, Mark, every year. Lance.
1-800-795. We've got one line ringing, but we'll take more comers. We're going to take a quickie break. Why don't we read one quickie email? Read the one in the middle. We'll get that out of the way.
So Tom says, watch out, Trumpsters and old gray-haired white boys club members. Nancy has the gavel, and a big game of whack-a-mole is here. Kevin McCarthy and the club looked like they were pulled through a knothole backwards. The body language was telling. Now, if we could only get rid of the old boys club in the Senate. Hard to do when the states that have very low populations are given two senators and more House members than population dictates. Conservatism was born in a test tube marked failure. It's just a matter of time. The cap is off of the tube, and the stench is unbearable.
Okay. I can read it. I can read the words, and I have trouble following it, but listening might be more difficult for some.
Well, the stench is unbearable. Let's open up the windows while we take a break.
All right. We do have a caller on the line. Let's go to Dale. Let's go to Dale before. He never saw him for too long. Dale, you're on the mark.
Yeah, I disagree with your last caller. The whole thing here is... if more people are paying into the tax system, taxes should go down, but they're going up. So, and then the biggest crux of the whole situation with Trump is he works for big corporations, and the reason why I say that is because if he did lift up some regulations and restrictions on manufacturing, everything will be smooth, but he did not do that. And he's doing the opposite, and he did not give the middle class a 10% tax break. So what he says and what he does are two different things. And if you listen and you hear what he's saying and you see what's saying, it's complete opposite. So he can just keep – that's why he's on the radio and TV every single day. He's just trying to pound people in their head. I mean, reality is reality. What he tells you is – what he hopes you can hear. So I just tell people the whole thing is regulations and restrictions, and he's not lifting them. So he's just a corporate man.
All right, we got you. Thank you so much, Dale. Appreciate the call. 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, and August, September, October, November, December. Those are the months of the year. What's with making resolutions, whatever they're called, only at the beginning of the year? Grandmom says there are 12 whole months to make changes and that everyone should start simple. She told her friends at her yoga class how simple it is to get their prescription switched to our hometown pharmacy. Then they won't waste hours waiting in line. There's a good revolution. Don't waste time.
Discover the Hometown Pharmacy difference today. Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35, Mount Pleasant Mills. Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, Market Street, Bloomsburg. Norrie Pharmacy, Duke Street, Northumberland. Trotz Pharmacy, Walnut Street, Mifflinburg. And the Danville Pharmacy, Mill Street, Danville.
Did I say revolution? I meant to say resolution. Oh, you heard what I meant to say. I wonder if any of my friends made resolutions. And what's with old Lang Syne? This kid wants some new Lang Syne.
Excuse me? 1-800-795-9565. The last sentence of you.
It's very colorful. We have a very colorful text.
All right. Well, let me talk about the Sunbury Motor Company while Joe gets himself together. On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, a family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street, Sunbury, routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. Find out tons more about them at sunburymotors.com. They invite you to do as I've done and will do shortly. That's go to the quick lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury for an inspection, but they'll take care of everything for the vehicles, alignments, body works, they'll wash the vehicle, they'll pump you up with nitrogen, you name it. They'll take good care of you at the quick Quick Lane. You can find them on the web at sunburymotors.com. Check out the online specials for vehicles and specials at the Quick Lane itself. The Works Fuel Saver Package is there. The Sunbury Motor Company sells Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln, and their premier service provider for all makes of cars and trucks. And they would just love to talk to you at the Sunbury Motor Company. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We'll start at the top with an email, then we got texts.
Okay, Trump supporters and Trump himself keep telling us that he is the great deal maker who gets the tough deals done. If that's the case, why isn't he getting the border wall deal done? If he's as great as he and his cult members claim, why hasn't he won over the Dems? Why are they foiling him? Well, the thing is, he can't compromise if they won't move. He said he's willing to move and discuss the movement. The Democrats are saying no, they won't move. So how do you make a deal under those circumstances? Your only option is to hold out or cave in, right?
Right. Well, yeah, that could be. Well, and I think, honestly, if what about bringing in an outside mediator? You know, it's so easy to find common ground. On what they want to accomplish.
You're right.
So, you know, I'll do the negotiating.
But the thing is, if the Democrats came forward and said, listen, Mr. President, we'll go beyond the $1.3 million, but here's what we'll spend money on. We'll spend X number for this, X number for that, X number for the other. Then you have a beginning point to discuss.
Right, and the president says, okay, it doesn't have to be concrete, which is more expensive. Let's just have a steel fence with this number of technology, associated.
Well, the Democrats may say we won't give you a cent for a steel wall or a concrete wall, but we'll give you money for this, that, the other thing, and, we'll get some stuff done, and then we'll continue the debate later on about the other stuff.
All right, done. I agree with
that. That's how you negotiate.
Let's do it.
But when you're just sitting there saying nothing, not one cent, and of course the media asked Nancy Pelosi, somebody in the media said, would you give him just a dollar? And she said, a dollar? Yeah, I'd give him a dollar. So now we've got the fact that she's willing to fund the border wall. we're just haggling over the price.
Now we know what she is.
Right,
she's just a person with a dollar.
Right.
All right.
This one's a little colorful, so you may want to turn down your radio.
Well, start at the very bottom. That would be the way to go.
Yes, those Dems are a bunch of babies. Typical left. Compromise only goes one way. Either go their way or you get nothing. Been that way for years.
Okay.
And now the more colorful one. So we have male offspring of female dogs and maternal fornicators screaming about what the other side isn't doing. I don't give a rodent's posterior what excrement is being done, so long as the steaming heaps of dung is getting it done to the betterment of all legal citizens. It's all bovine excrement. And that's Joe from Mifflinburg.
All right.
Said it was colorful.
We can't use the actual words he's making references to because it's radio. But you get the idea. All right.
Wouldn't it be nice if we could actually say those words here?
Well, we could. We'd just have to call it a podcast.
And we'd be thrown off the air.
We'd have a disclaimer.
We've come a long way since George Carlin's Seven Dirty Words.
Have we? In what way?
Well, we can at least allude to these things now. We couldn't allude to them before.
If you warn me you're going to do it, I'll hit the button.
Well, yeah, that's true.
And delete you guys. But only you two are going to hear it.
Oh, darn.
All right.
Double fudge.
1-800-795-9565 is open right now. We're talking about the government shutdown and the border wall and the president's colorful language and a congresswoman's.
Joe from Mifflinburg's colorful language.
Right. We invite you to call us. 1-800-795-9565. Can you think of any way that we could compromise in Washington, D.C. that would get this done? I think the smarter you are, the more you recognize that a compromise would be easy to do. Do you think the president's not smart or that Nancy Pelosi's not smart?
I think, in all honesty, you ask me what I think, I'll tell you. I don't believe the Democrats want to give him anything.
No matter what at all.
No matter what. They don't want to give him anything. And, and has he brought some of that on himself? Yes, he has.
But he has been willing to compromise on this topic.
He is. Yes, he is. And I think that's where we start. If the Democrats will move an inch, maybe he'll move a half an inch or three quarters of an inch or maybe an inch and a half.
Well, and I think he's made several concessionary remarks over the last couple of weeks. So,
well, he said he's willing to negotiate, but, they have to give him something in return before that process can begin. Negotiation isn't a one-way street. It's both sides giving in a little bit and coming away with half a loaf.
1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. One of our good friends sent us a long letter. We have a 100-word limit, but we will try to read all of this when we can.
Well, we'll read 100 words of it and then stop.
Okay. The president is a... That's it. That's all we have time for.
Have a good day. We're out of time.
Dan, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, good morning, guys. Why, I'm going to talk about what the new Congress lady, I can't remember her name. I probably can't. I'm too Pennsylvania Dutch to pronounce it right. But here's the thing. She not only called him an MF name, but she also said we got to impeach the MF. And you know right now how many of the Congress, what's on their mind is to have a soft coup against a duly elected president, and they don't care what method they have to go about it. And that's what this is all about. It's deeper than the wall. All of Trump voters, we voted for him for that. That's one of the many reasons we voted for him. We wanted border security. It could be metal, like I saw pictures of 30 feet high. It don't have to be concrete and then have security drones going over the top or whatever it takes. But that's why we voted for Trump. That's why we're holding out and saying Trump's doing the right thing. And as I said before, all the Dems, years ago, they wanted border security too. But now it's just because our current president wants border security that they're all up in arms against it. It has nothing to do with the citizens of the United States. It has to do with getting rid of Trump. And I never lived in my lifetime to see a man more hated than our current president. You just listen to the emails you get in there. Unbelievable, the rhetoric against a great man. Unbelievable. Totally shocking how they hate him, a man that's for capitalism, for freedom to bear arms.
Well, don't you think some of Dan, don't you think some of his comments are totally shocking?
Not today. Dan's heard it all.
I'll tell you what, theirs are more shocking. If you believe in liberty, Trump's for liberty, freedom, capitalist system. And a lot of his enemies, they want a socialist system. This is, the battle lines are drawn.
Well, he's not totally for freedom, Dan. He keeps yelling, lock her up. He wants some people in jail.
I never heard him say it. I know our people, the Trump rally people already said it. But we're going way back in the past. Let's not go back there. Let's go what's going on right now. The hate Trump rhetoric has never diminished. It's worse now than ever. And I said if the new Dems elected in, if they weren't going to legislate, all they're going to do is investigate and try to have a soft coup. This is what it's about. I've talked to several people, and they give me the idea. I don't always tell them what I think first. And they said, this is actually turning into the spiritual battle for the heart of a nation. Do we want to live in freedom? Do we want the liberties we grew up with in the 50s back through? Or do we want to go into a socialist government where the government controls your salaries, everything you do? This is what it's all about, Joe, and many people don't see it.
Well, obviously, Democrats are not in favor of all these things, but we have always asked our federal government to offer a few protections for individuals who are black, for individuals who are gay or lesbian or transgender. We've turned to the government to offer federal protections for individuals so that they aren't, people don't exact retribution in illegal ways. So, you know, the president wants to roll these back. We've asked the
He's already done it.
It's already happened.
He's not out to roll. He hasn't rolled back one thing on gay rights. That's a bunch of malarkey. They keep saying he hasn't changed one thing.
Didn't he change something in the military related to transgender?
He hasn't even brought out one thing about gay rights.
But it didn't go through.
The military is unchanged at this day.
Right.
Oh, I see. Okay, good.
And
right.
You know,
well, this is what the president's interested in. You talk
what
about
what Lance said here with the 473,000, almost a half a million. They were manufacturing jobs, and they weren't service sector jobs, or that type of thing. They are actually new jobs contributed to the economy under the past administration. We lost 213,000, minus 213,000 in 8 years. Under the current president, we gained 473,000 manufacturing jobs, which you won't hear on the left-wing media. They never say anything positive. It's getting worse. I hope for it to get better.
All right.
In the years after the election, I was hoping, I hope they get over this hate. But it's not going to happen. I think the battle lines are drawn.
All right, we got you, Dan. Thank you.
Yep, you guys have a great one. Good talking with
you. Take care, Dan.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Oh, what did I do with it? Did I make it go away?
No, I just moved it over here so
you
I could read it better, if you don't mind.
Nope,
little
go right ahead.
Internal discussion here. This is from Nicole. She says, former Trump campaign staff have stated that the wall was intended as an analogy for the president to stay on topic during his rallies and focus on immigration. Build a wall was an easy phrase for him to remember and for his audience to chant. A wall is not a policy. It's not even effective, since ladders and digging have been invented. In fact, Homeland Security officials have consistently requested technology and staffing over a wall, and the fencing that was proposed back during the G.W. Bush era was never completed because the agencies prioritized other security measures that are more effective. Stop blaming Democrats. The president made a nonsensical promise not based on facts, data, or reality, but based on a ridiculous campaign promise. He also, by the way, promised Mexico would pay for it. So why are we not holding him accountable for his promises? Why is our government being held hostage over a wall that security officials do not want, our country does not need, and the president promised Mexico would pay for? Meanwhile, border security officers are not getting paid, along with other core personnel. Stop appeasing this president. If conservatives actually stood up to him, rather than blindly supporting every ridiculous decision he makes, we would all be better off.
All right, we'll take more comers via email.
I saw one this morning. It was a meme on the internet that I found very amusing. One of my friends posted it. It was a dog wearing a pair of glasses standing behind a podium saying, "We're going to have a great dog park. It'll probably be the best dog park we ever had in this world." And then the next caption down below it, "And the cats are going to pay for it."
Oh, that's a good one. All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. Give us a call. We have open phones. We're talking about the government shutdown, the president's terrible behavior, and socialists.
The terrible behavior of a certain female congressman of the Democratic Party.
Socialists taking over the U.S. called Democrats. 1-800-795-9565. We'll be right back. All right, text, email, and calls. Go.
All right, one of our writers says, I wonder if Nicole locks her house when she goes to work. Does she lock her car while shopping at Walmart? If we don't need the wall, then why does she secure her home and her car? Build the wall!
She don't go to Walmart, I can guarantee you that.
Okay.
Now the texts.
All right. Every Dem opposing the money for a wall have all called for stronger border security in the not-too-distant past. That included a border barrier. The only thing that changed is Trump became president, right. And that's true.
And that was, what, back in the 2002, Bush. 2003, something in that
well,
range?
Well, I mean, the fact is that Chuck Schumer's on record as having made a speech where he strongly advocates border security, but now he won't even budge an inch, so...
All right, callers.
There's a hypocrite here, not certain who it is.
Sitting across from me.
Joe Thumberry here.
Hi, Joe. Right, go right ahead. Going? We got you.
Good morning. And I'd like to try to put something out there. I don't know. I'm sure it's been touched upon, but we might remember a guy, and I think he was a congressman from Oklahoma, Tom Coburn. Every year he used to put a book out or a report about government waste. It was, I always found it interesting in some of the... And then Rand Paul has taken it over since Coburn. He called it something Festivus or something. So there's a list of things that you could criticize. But if I can... I know these stats and polls. I don't really follow them that much. But I think border security is like a majority of the U.S. citizens are in favor of border security, whether what you ever want to call it, right?
Right.
So that's hard to get to begin with, a majority, like over 51%. I heard it was around 70, so that's good. So let's say the people want border security. So why can't – so Trump wants his $5 billion. He's moved off of that. The Democrats say they want border security. Say at 2.5, add that to 7. We do say that that's a small part of the budget, right, the overall budget. It's less than 1%.
Yeah, it's a very tiny part.
It is a very tiny part. So I would say the American people, I think, and I myself would agree that they could add those two numbers, get 7 or 8 billion, and the Democrats could put their part on security, and Trump could have his wall, and they could say whichever side works, and they could brag up their end of it. But I think why not add it together and do something even more positive than nothing?
Because that would make common sense, and that's in short supply in Washington.
Well, I mean, if the American people, okay, and this parsing of wall and security, and of course there's going to be technology involved, and I didn't even read the report that Homeland Security or the letter that Trump had put out. I didn't read that yet. I would think it would be interesting, but the government itself, they're fighting over this something that ends up being, I don't really get it. Like, I think the American people, what I'm trying to say, would be in favor of boosting on top of that, other than giving Trump credit. I do agree that that's part of the problem. And so that's my, I just think that instead of doing something positive and even having more security and a better than the wall and adding the numbers together and the American people saying yes, finally, they've done something. So that's just basically, I wanted to put it out there that way. I don't know if anyone's heard of that or whatever, but that's it for today. I'll be listening.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep, thank you.
Take care.
Thank you, Joe, the caller. We got one caller standing by and one coming in. Do you want to read one of the printed words here?
Okay. Bob says, good morning. This isn't a wall between Mexico and the U.S. It is Trump's way to keep changing what he is doing to our Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security in his budget proposal. He also doesn't want us to know what he's doing to clean air, clean water, and the EPA. He doesn't want you to know how he is hurting us. So he keeps the subject on the wall. He is a master of diversion.
Yep, excellent point.
Signed,
thank you,
Bob.
Thank you so much. Dick from Milton, thanks for calling in. You're on the mark.
Well, several things. So the one thing this morning I heard him tweeting, texting, or saw where he could just declare a national emergency and authorize the wall to be built. So why not just do it if things are that bad? That's my first point. Just do it. And push comes to shove, it'll be challenged into court, and we'll see what happens. But rather than put these guys out of work or not get paid, because they're not getting paid. I work with a bunch of guys. My retirement job is with a bunch of guys that retired from the federal prison at Lewisburg and Allenwood. And I'm telling you what, they go up there every day, and it's a job that not many people would want to do, because these inmates can be really rough on these guys. I mean, verbally, and just it's just not the job you want. And now they're going. And the thing that's going to happen sooner or later, if this goes on, one of these correctional officers is going to be killed. And he's actually going to be killed and not even being paid to be there. That's one of the sad things. So just declare the emergency if it's that bad, and build the wall. But everybody keeps calling in here was saying about, first of all, border security is not just this wall. You're trying to equate apples and oranges to me. There's a lot of things you could do besides the wall. He wants the wall. Build the wall then. Go ahead and push comes to shove. He can build it. Just declare an emergency. Do it today.
Mm-hmm. Well, look at the terrible incident in California where a California police officer, a young man, also an illegal immigrant to this country, was shot and killed by an illegal immigrant during a traffic stop over alleged drunk driving.
You know, and I feel bad for him, and I feel bad for his family. But first of all, there's a lot of people in this country, immigrants and non-immigrants, that kill people every day and kill police officers.
But shouldn't we try and stop that?
I'll tell you what's going to happen.
The Republicans
want the illegal immigrants because they do a lot of jobs that nobody else wants to do. They want immigration, whether they're here legally or not. You can go anywhere. You can go to any hotel in any major city, and everybody that works in house cleaning in there is some kind of an immigrant. They just are. Those jobs are not going to get filled by our citizens. It's not going to happen. They're not going to go into the fields. They're not going to pick the fruits and the vegetables. It's not going to happen. So consequently, we cannot go without immigrants. Are you ever going to get enough legal immigrants? I don't think so. I really don't.
Because there's too convoluted process to get them here and to get them vetted and so on?
Because they have a number that they can go, only so many can do it. And these people, like everybody else, get old and die. And their kids aren't going to do it forever.
But the number's easily changed.
They bring these kids in here, they go to college. You think when they come in here, let's say their father came in here illegally, they go to off to school somewhere and get a job. You think it's to pick tomatoes?
No, but the number could be easily changed.
If it's that damn easy to change, they'd be doing stuff now that it's better. Well, they can't agree on anything.
You know, you're saying the Republicans want immigration because it's low-paid workers, and the other people are saying the Democrats want immigration, illegal immigration, because it's more potential voters.
And I understand that part of it, too. I'm just telling you that the Republicans want the immigrants to pick. They want them in here, whether illegal or illegal, because they do low-paid jobs, if there is such a thing anymore as a low-paid job. But the thing that really bothers me right now
is
all these people are going to work. TSA, there's lots of places where these people are going to work today, and they're not getting paid. I understand that they're going to get their back pay someday. And, of course, there's more taxes taken out the more money you make. But there's also contract workers that are never going to get this payback. There's lots of contract government workers, lots of them. And they're not getting paid. They're not getting back pay. So they're living on nothing.
The ones who were furloughed.
Anybody that thinks that your listeners that think that people don't live by the week or by the month, they're only kidding themselves.
All right.
Yeah. Good. Well, make some good points.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Now we've had Tom on and Dick. Now we need Harry.
and he's probably at work.
He may be.
These texts start at the bottom,
right,
then the middle, and
that.
Then top.
I see that. A border wall 30 to 40 feet high and 30 feet down to bedrock would absolutely be effective. Digging would trigger seismic monitors, and the razor wire and spikes at the top would prevent climbing over. All that with constant electronic monitoring and increase in the number of border agents would certainly cut down on or nearly eliminate illegal crossings. Walls must work. Otherwise, why would Obama and Pelosi have one around their house? Unfortunately, Mrs. Pelosi does not have a wall around her house. That was a mistake.
Does President Obama?
House next door to her. Yes, he does.
Okay.
But it's not a decorative wall that looks like it's 4 feet high and then has open fencing on the top of it.
Okay.
It's not a wall that necessarily, it's a decorative wall. It's not necessarily a wall to keep people out, although it would serve that function.
1-800-795-9565. Stand by. Paul will be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC Way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
And we have emails and texts. And one of the texts says, a wall is a barrier to entry, whether decorative or for security, and law-abiding citizens respect that barrier. Those crossing the border illegally are not law-abiding.
All right, let's now go to the phones.
Okay.
We're going to run out of time. Paul, go right ahead. You're on the mark.
Okay. If my history doesn't fail me, what we are looking at is the downfall of the Roman Empire.
Oh, your history's failed you, Paul. We're nowhere near that point.
Well, you have to take in consideration, Joe, that they took and made a pact with the government, and that was to eliminate Caesar. And when Caesar got to the point where he was being eliminated, he turned to his friends. And one of his friends, I believe, was Mark Antony. And he looked at him and he said, et tu, Brute? So now we are looking at a possibility of a peaching a president. And he is hoping that the other side of the aisle is going to protect him.
Well, I hate to tell you, but Caesar was killed long before the fall of the Roman Empire. They were non-related.
I know, but in his speech, he says that I friends and Romans, lend me your ears, for I come to bury Caesar, not to praise him.
You got that right.
Yeah. So what are we going to do with Trump?
Well, I'm sure there are people who would like to bury him and people would like to praise him. So in that respect, we're very close to ancient Rome.
Well, time will tell, and I look at each day and each month as it goes by, and there's something about history that is repeating itself.
All right, we got you. Thank you so much, Paul. Appreciate that.
Thanks,
Bob,
Paul.
You're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, and how are you guys? I'd like to talk a little bit about the pre-recorded information. You know, they're using everything against Trump that he said before. Pelosi, Schumer, and Clinton all said that. And Clinton said, in fact, that we are a country of laws. We're not enforcing those laws. Now, I understand that we're paying $180 million to support these welfare for these people that are here already. Times of years, that if they're teenagers till they're, whatever, 60, and the people that are coming in, they're going to destroy us financially, internally, if they don't do it the other way. And we give all this aid to these countries that let these people go across their borders. I understand embassy only went for one country. Well, these people are coming more than one country to get here. And, you know, I just think that, and I don't know where this, you know, they always tell you that Social Security is running out of money, but welfare doesn't seem to have, it's ever inventing. They keep coming, and they're paying people. I know these people that are not getting paid legal wage and all, are getting benefits that I worked 50 years and I don't get near what they're getting with dental and all this other stuff, cars and housing and whatever. But I think that we need to do something. I don't know if Trump's doing it about the right way, but he's going to stop this because all these people blew smoke and they didn't do anything. Another issue I'd like to talk about is LGBT. I don't know if you guys watch television enough, but on Tuesdays there's a program on last year of a male who wanted to be a female at 2 years old. She had surgery sometime last year. The article was in the Daily Item months ago, and now she's coming back, and she's going to talk about her surgery or whatever. So what happened to Bruce Jenner? I mean, he says he's a girl. Well, I don't think that all these apparatus are a girl. If you're going to be this, then show up or shut up is my question, my opinion. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Appreciate your comments.
Appreciate the call. Emails. Let's wrap them up.
All right. If you haven't done so, can we hear from Congressman Marino on this issue? Or is he back in hiding until re-election?
We have not heard from him in months.
Has he released a statement or nothing?
No.
Nothing? Okay. Well, maybe we should call him and ask for his account.
Well, he's got a comfortable seat. Why kill yourself? Why put yourself out there? I mean, he's just going to be able to coast from year to year, so I don't think he's going to do any news releases. What if there's accidental blowback or something?
Well, I'm sure he'd
nothing
be happy
ventured,
to
nothing gained.
I'm positive he'd be happy to comment on this for us.
I'm certain he wouldn't. All right, we got more emails. We'll get to those ASAP first thing tomorrow morning. We'll take up this topic where we left off today. And we thank everybody for participating in these good conversations.
Busy day.
Right, we appreciate it. We'll reconvene tomorrow at this time. Sponsor the Sunbury Motor Company, Hometown Pharmacy sponsor the toll-free line. Joe comes to us free of charge, and Rob Center's getting paid. This is WDKOK Sunbury. Time for the Dan Patrick Show on WDKOK.